Okay, so what are we in? Well, this is what we're in. We're in a cube flesh mind box. So like I said, the woman's a piece cut off from Adam. She's the flesh side of Adam. The material realm is a piece cut off from God. The material realm is the flesh side of God. So when a woman is having a baby, the baby's in the womb. It's a box. They call it the box. So you're in a cube box. In order to get out of the cube box, you got to be birthed. You got to be birthed out. The woman has to have pain in childbearing. That's why the creation's going through its groans. Creation groans for the sons of God to appear. So how do you birth out of this cube flesh mind box that's all around you? The blue letter law of sky, the green reptilian nature, the dirt, the rocks. You see the water. When a woman has a baby, it's water and blood. You see the sacrifice of Jesus, the bloodshed. You see the bloodshed all over the world. You see the bloodshed of an animal when you have to kill it to eat it. You see the animals being killed so we can have food. You see the plants being killed. You see death all around you. The seed goes down into the ground and dies to be birthed. A new plant. So you're in a box. You're in the flesh. And so when you get birth out of the box, you're in another box. And so the box that you're in is representative of your heart. And not just your heart, everybody around you, the flesh creatures all around you. Then you got to be born again of the spirit. So to get out of the box, you must be born again. Above you is blue letter law. Those that are under the sky are under the flesh. You got rocks and minerals in your body. You're a rock creature. You're a clay vessel. You got to be birthed out of this reality into the other reality. But first you got to be born again. And then just like there's 9 months, the baby has to grow in the womb for 9 months. And so you grow while you're down here. The sanctification process is the growth process. And so as you're being sanctified down here in the birthing, it's birthing you to the next level, the spirit realm. You saw Jesus walk on water because he was no longer under this law down here. You saw they said, you got to pay taxes. He went over there and got a coin out of he was no longer under their system. Apostle Paul said, you're not under their system anymore, but give honor to whom honor. And while you're down here, try to keep the peace. Live peacefully with all men. They don't understand you. You're spirit now. They're still in the flesh. They're still in the cube. And everything they reflect back is the cube reflection. Last night before I drove, I said, in my mind, I needed to make $100. I made $102 in just a few hours because I got a $20 tip and a $15 tip, $35. Only did like 3 runs and pretty good run. So $102 in probably, 2 hours maybe. But anyway, your mind is spirit. And so you start to reflect back spiritual stuff. When you're in the flesh, all you reflect back is the flesh. That's why I tell you, anytime you yoke up down here with anything, a church, a job, a marriage, anything you yoke up down here is face-to-face interface with a flesh creature or a flesh system. And so all the systems down here are cultic. And the reason they're cultic, because the air, the Bible says the heirs are, as their children, they're still under tutors and teachers. But once the heir becomes an adult, they become the heir. They're no longer under tutors and teachers. So once what you're doing is you're going through the sanctification process till Christ be formed in you, and then you have the mind of Christ. You're no longer need the preachers trying to put you back under law. You no longer need the preachers trying to say you got to do something to be sanctified. You become an adult, you've graduated past that, and you see people still in that repeat, and you're shaking your head thinking, why don't they get out of that cult? Why don't they get out of that kind of thinking? Because they haven't went through enough birthing cycles to escape it. And so the blue letter law sky is above you because you're in the flesh. The green reptilian nature, go green crowd, the reptile mindset, the flesh mind, is right in front of you when you look at the trees. But you see a tree is upright, faithful, faith. How do you escape? By faith. How do you get renewed? Renewing your mind. Renewed in the spirit of your mind. And so what happens is when you step out of the cube system by faith and then renewal of the mind, then what happens? You're no longer under the letter of the law, even though you're walking down here. So how do you escape? How do you escape the cube process? You die daily while you're in it. You're going to die and escape it through death, but you can escape it now. You die daily. You don't get into pride wars with Jezebel. You don't get in the he said, she said gossip, comparing yourself with one another. You're already seated in heaven is in Christ. It don't matter what lies they tell about you. You're already in Christ. You don't get your identity down here in anything, stuff especially. Most people get their identity in their stuff, their tools, their cars, their house, their stuff, their camper, their boat, their jet ski. Instead of getting their identity in Christ, they get it in some kind of stuff or their money. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. It's insanity. It's insanity. So, you don't get your identity down here in anything down here. It's all the sine wave, and the sine wave is the cycle repeat. So what are you in? You're in a cube. You're under law down here. So that's why your job becomes cultic. That's why your church becomes cultic. That's why your culture is cultic, because it's under law. And anything under the law is going to try to get you under expectations that you can't keep. You'll never keep them. You'll never keep it. You can't do it. They can't do it. The rules that they set for you, they can't even keep. Bosses. Spouses. Parents. Children trying to get the parents. Nobody can keep the rules that you set because you can't even keep them. Hello? So if you're a rule setter, guess what? They're going to break the rule. Now in marriage, you got to have order in the home. In a job, you got to have order. In government, you got to have order. But guess what? You're going to see the hypocrisy in all of it because it's all under the blue letter sky. Law, the letter killeth. They can't even keep the law that they say. They're going to fail. They will fail every time. And so if you're under one of these Jezebel leaders, don't get mad. Feel sorry for them because they believe they can keep it. They believe they can do all the cross every T and dot every I. They really believe that. You need to feel sorry for them because they can't even keep the very law that they're trying to put you under. They're liars. They're deceivers. They're deceiving not only other people, but they're deceiving themselves more than anything. Because the liar is under the blue letter law sky. And once you step out of that flesh mind into the spirit mind, you're no longer under their system, but your body is. You have to walk down here. So what you do is you do this. You create a routine for your body because your body only understands routines. You rest. You have to sleep because your body, there's the pattern of death. And you wake up. Death and resurrection. You got to die. You got to sleep every day. You wake up. There's a new day. It's a new creation. It's the same day, but it's a new day. It's the same day because all the patterns are still the same. But it's a new day because you can be a new creation yourself in the inner man. That's what's happening. That is the deal, people.